John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. It says, "Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." All right? He gave the right to become children of God. Verse 13 says, "Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." Look at what the Bible is saying. To all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of God. If there was anything I told you yesterday, it's the fact that you are the Spirit. A lot of times when we talk, you hear things like, "I sense in my spirit." Okay? And when we say that, we make it look like you have a spirit. No, you don't have a spirit. You are the Spirit. You have a soul. All right, and you live in a body. All right, that's what we talked about yesterday. Today, I want to show you the nature of the new creation. Okay, you see, this recreated human spirit that we're talking about, all right, has a nature. All right, that's what I want to show you tonight, and then we'll take it up from there tomorrow. I need you to realize that the new creation is supernatural. Okay, the new creation is supernatural. What am I saying? You are supernatural. You are not just a spirit. You are supernatural. That part of you that was created in the image of God, that part of you that was born again when you gave your life to Christ, you need to understand it is supernatural in nature. John chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. We read it yesterday. I want us to look at it again. It says, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." So if you are born again by the Spirit of God, it means that what? The Spirit gave birth to a spirit. All right, that's what the Bible is saying. The Spirit gives birth to spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Verse 7 says, "You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again." Verse 8 is crucial. "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." It says to us in 1 John that whoever is born of God, or whatever is born of God, overcomes the world. You need to understand this recreated human spirit is supernatural in nature. You need to begin to realize, when I say the recreated human spirit, I am saying you. Every time you hear me say you, you need to realize I'm talking about the spirit part of you. Okay, the essential you, the spirit part of you. It is supernatural in nature. The moment you realize, the Bible is saying, listen, people see the wind, but it is mysterious. It is beyond them. It is the same thing with you now. You are supernatural. You cannot be predicted by man. See, people cannot just look at you and say, okay, based on your history, based on your ancestors, or based on the things you have done before, this is what you are going to do next. No. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it's going or where it is coming. So it is with every man born of the Spirit. They are what? They are not predictable. They are supernatural in nature. John chapter 7 and verse 37 to 38. It says, "On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.'" Verse 38 is important. "Whoever believes in me." You would notice all the scriptures I'm sharing with you are saying essentially the same thing. "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Hallelujah. Rivers of living water will flow from within them. And the Bible talks about within you. You know where the Bible is talking about now? It's talking about the recreated human spirit. Rivers of living water will flow from within them. Let's join scripture with scripture tonight. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Spirit gives birth to spirit. John chapter 10 and verse 10. It says, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it abundantly." Or a translation says that they may have a rich and satisfying life. You now know where that life is going to flow from. It is going to flow from your spirit. So you need to understand the nature of your spirit. It is supernatural in nature. This is my message to you tonight. Everything that Jesus made available to you by his death and resurrection is a present reality in your spirit. This is very powerful. This is very powerful. Everything that Jesus made available to you by his death and resurrection is a present reality in your spirit. So when he said in John chapter 10, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly, you need to understand you have abundant life right now in your spirit. Hallelujah. When Isaiah says in 53, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity, the punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him. By his stripes we are healed. You need to realize that the state of your spirit right now is shalom. That peace that Jesus paid for is a reality in your spirit. Okay, shalom is the present reality of your spirit. Everything the word of God says about you is a present reality in your spirit. Did you catch that? Everything the word of God says concerning you, the next time you are reading the Bible, anything you see that the Bible says about you, you need to understand it is a current reality in your spirit. So this is what I'm trying to say. According to John chapter 8 and verse 36, that says, whoever the Son has set free is free indeed. It means your spirit is free and cannot be bound by sin or any ungodly habit. It's not possible. Your spirit is free. Hallelujah. This is what I'm saying. Your spirit is healed and cannot be sick. So when you feel sickness in your body, you need to realize you are not praying to God for healing. You already have healing resident in your spirit. Okay? Your spirit is an overcomer. Hallelujah. It cannot be afraid and it cannot be defeated. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That overcoming anointing is already resident in your spirit. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3 says, in Christ is hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You know what that means? Your spirit right now has access to wisdom and knowledge in Christ Jesus. Listen to this, it will bless you. There is information in your spirit that your mind cannot comprehend until it is renewed. Hallelujah. As I'm talking to you right now, there is information in your spirit. When the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, it may not be flowing, but it is there. There is reality in your spirit that your mind cannot comprehend. There's reality in your spirit that your mind cannot comprehend. Tonight, I'm sharing with you the nature of the recreated human spirit. Let me say it in another way. I'm sharing with you, okay, a description of your new nature. The Bible says when a man is in Christ, is a new creation. All right? That new creation is what we are describing tonight. Time will not permit us, but take this final one from me. Your spirit does not age. Hallelujah. Your spirit does not age. The Bible says it is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. The New Living Translation says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. You know what that means? I don't know how many people feel the way I feel at times. Sometimes I feel like going back to 16. Especially when I need to run, okay, when I need to do something, it just dawns on me, my body is not as agile as it used to be. I'm not as fast as I used to be. Sometimes I crave the carelessness of my teenage years, okay, where I have no worries, I have no responsibility. See, sometimes I feel like being young again. See, but even if my body is not young again, you need to realize there is something in you. The essential you is being renewed every day. You are fresh every day. Listen, this is the reason why when you understand who you really are and you can begin to live from your spirit. Listen, there's nothing like you're too old to understand anything. You know, there's an attitude I have, you know, when somebody's working with me, especially these artisans, and I ask them, so what are you going to do? Maybe they're fixing, like we're fixing the generator in the church. And I ask them, so what are you going to do? The guy said, Pastor, don't worry, that's my job. Don't worry about it. I said, no. There is nothing you know and that I cannot know. There's nothing you understand that I can't understand. And it's not even because I went to university or anything. I have a knowing nature. Okay? The spirit within me, the person that I am, has wisdom from God. There's nothing beyond me. It has to dawn on you. Okay? You are not the fearful person. You are not bound to any habit. Because you see, you are not your body. You are not your soul. You are the spirit. Hallelujah. You are the spirit. And that spirit does not age. It is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. It is renewed what? Day by day. Let's round it up tonight. The question I came to ask you tonight is this. Where are you living from? That's a crucial question. Where are you living from? From your flesh or from your spirit? Where are you living from? Two scriptures and then we'll take our confession. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5 to 6. It says, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Can you see this? The mind governed by the flesh is death, or it leads to death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Listen, this is very important. There are two people listening to me right now. One person is struggling. One person is anxious. One person is afraid. One person feels, look, the world is against me. Things are not working for me. Another person going through the same circumstance is experiencing life and peace. And the Bible says the two lifestyles are available to you. You need to make a choice. Am I going to live according to my flesh, or am I going to live according to the reality of my spirit? It's a choice that you have to make. Final scripture for tonight, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 to 24. It says, when you heard about Christ and were taught in him, now I'm teaching you right now, and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Look at verse 22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life. This is the way you used to live. To put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is going on right now, and you have a choice. There is the old way of living. It is currently being corrupted because of evil desires. Look at verse 23. It says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God. Can you see? The recreated human spirit is supernatural. It is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now listen, you can choose to live from outside in. You can choose to live from inside out. In other words, you see, most of us are very conscious of what's going on in our minds. And you need to understand that the state of your mind right now is a function of where you are living from. Outside you, there is fear. Outside you, there's anxiety, negative habits, bad people, okay? People who don't like you, people who are backstabbing you, people who don't want the best for you, people who are wayward. You understand what I'm saying? That's outside you. And if you live from that perspective, it will put a lot of pressure on your mind. It will mess up your thinking. Sometimes it will so mess up your thinking, you begin to question God. But there's an alternative. You can ignore the external and then draw from within you. And the Bible says when you do that, you put on the new nature. It is created to be like God. It is supernatural. See, this is the beauty of it. The same people that were trying to backstab you, that were looking down on you, that were making life difficult for you, the Bible says the wind blows where it wishes. They see you. They tell you showed up at 8. You closed at 4. See, but they can't figure you out. You will be a mystery. Where they struggle, you will succeed. I'm telling you the truth. They will tell you there is no money. Oh, marriages, you know, we heard such things. Listen to me. These things I'm explaining to you are things I have lived for a long time, but I did not have words to explain it. Hallelujah. I never had words to explain it. So you hear things like during the total lockdown, many marriages had issues. And I said, look, but we were having fun. I'm telling you the truth. 2020 in my family has been the best year ever. My wife, with my children. And see, you would think it's because, oh, God is doing something for that person. No. There's nothing God has done for them that he has not done for you. It is that we are living from inside out. Are you getting this? We are living from inside out. There may be no money in my account, but I am not morose. I am joyful because, you see, I understand what is within me and I pull it out, and that's where I am living from. Of course, the time we have will not permit us to do justice. We'll continue tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm going to start showing you how to strengthen your spirit, man. Okay? So that you don't live from outside, then you begin to live from inside.